This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The UN Security Council has resoundingly defeated a U.S. resolution to indefinitely extend the UN arms embargo on Iran, with the Trump administration getting support from only the Dominican Republic. The U.S. vowed further action to prevent Tehran's sale and export of conventional weapons. Friday's vote in the 15-member council was 2 in favor, 2 against, and 11 abstentions, leaving it far short of the minimum 9 yes votes required for adoption. Russia and China strongly opposed the resolution but didn't need to use their vetoes. The Trump administration has said repeatedly it will not allow the arms embargo provision in the Security Council resolution, endorsing the 2015 nuclear agreement between Iran and 6 major powers to expire as scheduled October 18th. European Union ministers agreed Friday to draw up a list of targets in Belarus for a new round of sanctions in response to strongman Alexander Lukashenko's post-election crackdown. Sweden's Foreign Minister Ann Lind sent a tweet that the EU will now initiate a process of sanctions against those responsible for the violence, arrest, and fraud in connection with the elections. Once that list is finalized, each individual or entity on it will have to be approved unanimously by member states, but officials said none of the 27 raised objections to the idea of sanctions. Chinese shoppers on Friday expressed dismay at news that traces of the coronavirus had been found in imported frozen food, some saying they would avoid the products. The two cities in China reported that they found the virus in frozen chicken wings imported from Brazil and shrimp from Ecuador Thursday. This is VOA News. The Argentine biotech firm working on the production of 400 million doses of AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine for Latin America said Friday it would begin shipping the active substance of the product to Mexico for completion. The news of the development of a potential vaccine in Argentina and Mexico raised hopes in Latin America, which has seen just under a third of global deaths and cases and continues to be one of the worst hotspots. There are now more than 763,000 deaths resulting from COVID-19 globally, with more than 168,000 in the United States. There are more than 21 million confirmed infections, with the U.S., Brazil, and India making up more than half. The U.S. Postal Service has warned 46 states and the District of Columbia it cannot guarantee all ballots cast by mail before the November election will arrive in time to be counted, according to the Washington Post. The Postal Service is bracing for an unprecedented number of mail-in ballots as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. At the same time that the need for timely delivery of the mail is peaking, service has been curtailed amid cost-cutting and efficiency measures ordered by the Trump-appointed new Postmaster General. U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren's office said the Postal Service Inspector General is looking into reports of service disruptions and other issues. President Trump said at a news conference Friday that he would free billions of dollars for the Postal Service if congressional Democrats give us what we want in coronavirus relief package negotiations. Meanwhile, New Jersey's governor announced that his state would move to a nearly all mail-in voting process for November's election. Also Friday, the Maine Letter Carriers Union endorsed former Vice President Joe Biden for president. The United States said on Friday that it has seized 4 Iranian fuel shipments en route to Venezuela and confiscated the cargoes, disrupting a key supply line for both Tehran and Caracas as they defied U.S. sanctions. A Justice Department statement said with the assistance of foreign partners, the seized property is now in U.S. custody, adding that the amount confiscated from 4 tankers was approximately 1.1 million barrels of fuel, making it the largest ever U.S. seizure of Iranian fuel. It did not specify when, where, or how the seizure took place. Washington has imposed sanctions on both countries to choke oil exports and deprive them from their main source of revenue. And it's good to see the ouster Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Voice of America Home Studios in Washington. Are you ready for your weekend injection of awesome Pan-African music and current music news? Well, it is on right now. For the next 55 minutes, I've got an amazing lineup. First off, there's a string of new hits by some of your favorite artists, like Rayvanny and Platinums, Tubaba, Edom, and Awilo Longomba. Then, Song of the Week, it features a Moroccan singer. Her name is Balkez, and she's got a new single out. Kwame Ofori joins me virtually to present that. And also, I have got round two of my mini Facebook Instagram features. These artists are just great, and I'll tell you more about them inside the show. Now, for interviews, I have two features today. The first one is an author. He's also an ethnomusicologist, a musician, and music educator. His name is Rob Baker, and he joins me by phone to talk about his new book. It's called Tubab Tales, The Joys and Trials of Expat Life in Africa. Also, near the back half of the hour, I speak with Ghanaian reggae dancehall musician Kapun. Yeah, he's got a new single out. It's called Makeup, and it features Stone Boy. In between all of this, guys, I also have other great new music by artists you may or may not be familiar with. And then there is the outstanding, everlasting juju artist from Nigeria, of course, Chief Commander Ebenezer Obey. That's a vintage tune. So, with all this goodness, let's get to it. We're starting off nice and easy in Nigeria with Tubaba. Here's Opon featuring Wizkid. Body, yeah, go, go. Baby, tell me this your body, yeah. Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. So happy to be with you again this weekend. Here is Kameni from Cameroon with a song called Ghetto. It's the first release of her debut EP called Love and Hustle. She sings, Je viens du ghetto. I'm from the ghetto. Music Time in Africa. Hey, everybody. You just heard Kameni from Cameroon. And now to Tanzania. Here's Rayvanny and Platinums with Amaboko.
Mwaga maji tucheze kama kambale. Leo ni Vani boy, yupo na mtoto atandale.
Watoto wa bibi wanacheza kote mpaka kwenye matope wanavua wiki kama wamegombana na ebito fanya kama unadukua
twende sasa
unanengua
twende sasa
pika na pakua
twende sasa
chukua
twende sasa mabobo bobo tunakesha popo
leta chupa kwa chupa na moshi tulewe
tunakesha popo
nasema bobo bobo
tunakesha popo
shika pesa tusepe silali
Sambua,
Kalewa,
ana kipinua,
Kalewa,
ana jichetua,
Kalewa,
ay 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 ay,
Kalewa,
Amaboko,
Amaboko,
Amagulu,
Amagulu,
Amaboko,
Amaboko,
Amagulu,
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 Amagulu, show. Show you shall talk about mama. Baby, go, go. Me shall see jali lawama. And that's a pretty titty. When do for titty titty. Got to kuchi kuchi. When you kuchi kuchi kuchi. When you kuchi kuchi. When you kuchi kuchi. When the back of mon kuchi. Things are meshing mon kuchi. Katotokana papara, para, upigwa nyembeki para, para, umutaka masigara, ra, ra, ra. Nasema po, 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 tunakesha po, po, tembeza cha ukucha na ngonde tulewe, tunakesha po, po, anangu po, 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 tunakesha po, po, kama kigo mafuta silale mwenyewe, tunakesha po, po, ay, 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 kimempan, oh, kidaluso, kimempan, kaisha leo, kimempan, kama fuso kimempan umo
amaboko
eh amaboko
amagulu
eh amagulu
amaboko
eh amaboko
amagulu
eh amagulu
hi good friends. This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
All right. Hello, darlings. I'm Heather Maxwell. And as promised at the top of the hour, I have round two of my mini-series of feature Facebook and Instagram performances by MTIA fans and artists. I tell you, I searched and scrolled all week long to find my top three favorite posts. And just so you know, you probably already can guess, I go for the unplugged, acoustic, non-digital style of performance, you know, where the artist is just singing or playing straight to the camera with no special effects or editing or anything. It's so hard to do, yet it is so beautiful and so touching when it comes off well. So my picks for this week are Bodispet, Nyon Lonflou, Nkumu Katalai, and Otmel Moyo. We'll start with Otmel. Now, I spotted him on Instagram, sitting in front of the camera with three adorable kids around him, each concentrating very earnestly. I assume this is shot at Otmel's home in Harare, Zimbabwe, which his wife and he also transform almost daily into a center for traditional music and dance for the neighborhood kids. They call it the Tsoro Arts Center. Anyway, in the clip, they play first an mbira piece and then a marimba piece. I contacted Otmel after when I saw it, and he agreed to send a voice note. So he's introducing himself here and the children, who happen to be his very own kids. Here he is, followed by the music.
Hello, Heather Maxwell. Hello, Music Time in Africa listeners. My name is Otmel Mangoma Moyo, and I am from Zimbabwe. The kids that I'm playing with are my kids, and their names are Fabian Violetu Moyo, Angelique Moyo, and Michaela Nochwaga Moyo.
That was Otmel Moyo and his kids performing live and unedited on Instagram from Harare, Zimbabwe. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, and we're inside my little mini feature of Facebook and Instagram performances. My second pick of the week is a very short but sweet, super sweet song by Beninese singer Vodispet Nyonlonflum. She posted this on Instagram on August 1st in honor of the Republic of Benin's 60th Independence Day celebration. It's a close-up of her beautiful face, smiling, radiant, really. But first, quick history check. What was the name of Benin before it became independent in 1960? Yes, you got it! Dahomey. Okay, here's Bodispet.
Oh, Beledicia ite honu minosea. Benetovilembi misite, oh misite, boy mi desu, I do yole dwaiji we mi buffon.
Yes, that was Vodispet Nyononflung singing on Instagram for the love of her beloved Benin. Happy Independence Day. Okay, here's my third and final pick for this week, Nkumu Katalai. He is a Brooklyn-based Congolese multi-instrumentalist, a percussionist, first and foremost, also a guitarist, and I'm sure he plays other instruments too, a singer, and an amazing dancer. I love this clip because he is teaching us a foundational lesson in Congolese drumline, the seben. Now, the clip, the total lesson is about 6 minutes long, and I can't play that all for you, but I'm just going to give you the intro and the first fundamental part of the lesson, which is about 1 minute long. Now, Nkumu is sitting on a chair right in front of the camera with a conga in front of him and a thin notebook just sitting on top of the drum head, and then he's holding a stick. So when he beats out the rhythm to explain how the seben works, the sound that you're hearing is that stick against the notebook on the conga right in front of the camera.
I'm here to teach and share with you quickly about Congolese drum lining and a style that we call seben, all right? It's a style everybody has taken to their music. Sample version, it started in the 70s, early, late 60s, and then it was blasted by the youth of the Zaiko Langa Langa. Back then it sounded like this, like what people now call soukous, right? How Africa is playing it today, but Congolese played that way in the 70s. So the more this music has been embraced by the youth, the more you hear the sound of the village of Congo, like the different tribes. So you started to hear more the vibrancy of the 6A, right?
Yeah, all right. That was Nkumu Katalai from New York, teaching us about the Congolese seben. Okay, so that concludes my mini-series of Facebook and Instagram performances. And just to keep that Congolese seben beat rolling a little further, let's enjoy this tune by one of the DRC's greatest artists, Fally Ipupa. Here's Sapeur Pompier, a 2019 single, but the video was just released July 27th. And see if you can make out that seben drum line.
Hello world, my name is Biala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked.
All right, there is lots of more great music coming up. Song of the Week from Morocco, vintage sounds from Nigeria, new releases by Santrinos and Edom, and also an exciting interview with Ghanaian reggae dancehall singer Capone. But first, we are going to Mali. I'm going to play you a really awesome new single by a veteran desert blues singer and guitarist, Afel Bokoum. And then we'll hear from our author, Englishman Rob Baker, who recently published a book about life and music in Mali. Released earlier this week, this song is the lead track off of Afel Bokoum's new album called Linde, which is due out September 4th. It's called Dakmana, and it's a plea to his fellow Malians to come together, especially at this time when jihad, poverty, and violence have brought the country to its knees. That was Afel Bokoum with Dakmana from Mali. Hello, everybody. This is Heather. I hope you're all doing well and enjoying the show so far. Now let's meet Rob Baker, whose new book also features Mali, Life and Music. This interview was recorded earlier this week by phone. All right. Hello, Rob. How are you doing?
I'm very good. Thank you, Heather. Good to be here.
It's nice to have you on the show.
Well, thank you.
So tell us about your new book, Tubab Tales, The Joys and Trials of Expat Life in Africa. What's it about? And what does Tubab mean?
Okay, so Tubab Tales is essentially a biographical account of the 3 years I spent in Mali, but it focuses a lot on the country's music and its culture, which is very rich indeed. I think too often people hear negative news from Africa, but what I tried to do in Tubab Tales is describe what life is like in Africa, but also genuinely celebrate and value the strengths of the Malian culture and its amazing people. Tubab is what they call a Westerner in Mali, so anyone visiting from the US, the UK, wherever, is known as a Tubab, just like they call you a Mzungu in Kenya. And I was called that on a daily basis. So when I was thinking of a book title, I realized that in most chapters, somebody was greeting me in the street and saying, Tubab! I thought, it has to be Tubab Tales. So that's what happened.
As you know, our listeners are mostly music people. They love music. Some of them are musicians. But what can they learn about African music in reading your book?
So I travel the length and breadth of Mali in the book, and I go to lots of different places. So as well as renowned musicians like Toumani Diabaté, whom I actually had choral lessons with at his house, which was a real privilege, people like Toumani Diabaté, Salif Keita, Amadou Mariam are well-known musicians. But I also visit some pretty remote locations. So I go to Dogon country, where they live on cliff tops and walk on stilts and know lots about the stars, things that the West hasn't even discovered yet about the stars. I visited Bozo country, where they're fishermen, Timbuktu, Kai in the West. And in each of those, I also looked at lesser-known musical traditions. These are often really culturally rich, and therefore ceremonies that the West would not even realize existed. The instruments they use, the scales, the purpose of the songs are so vastly different from what we know in the West. So I found it a really enriching experience, and I learned a lot about life and culture in studying those.
Mm-hmm. That sounds fascinating. Now, in the book, do you have an audio companion to it, say, if people were to access it online, or is this something that we're going to visualize by reading, visualize how the music sounds?
I think you will, to some extent, yes. One of the things that keeps coming up in book reviews is they say Bob paints vivid pictures of Mali and its people. So I think that will help. I am recording an audiobook at the moment, and that should be out in September. So keep a lookout on Audible for the audiobook. But in the meantime, people can read it. And I do think that in reading it, the descriptions of the instruments, the descriptions of how the music works will bring it to life for the readers.
What's one of your favorite instruments that you'd never encountered before in Mali?
It has to be the kora, K-O-R-A. It's an amazing 21-stringed harp, very common in Mali and across that area. It's just got beautiful melodies. It's a very hard instrument to play. The strings are in two lines, and they go up in what's called the Lydian mode, which is almost like a major scale with one note changed. And it's just an absolutely beautiful instrument. People sing along with it as well. And that's something I hadn't found in other African countries. This sort of emphasis on stringed instruments in Mali is quite a big thing.
Mm-hmm. How can people get your book?
So Tubab Tales, T-O-U-B-A-B, Tubab Tales. It's available on Amazon in the USA and across the world. It's also in the book depository, if people are into that. And it's available in Kindle form and as a hard copy, Tubab Tales. So, look it up and have a read. And I think it will really bring a totally new angle on Mali, its people and its music. As I say, my genuine love for Mali and its culture hopefully comes through on every page as I celebrate what an absolutely, you know yourself, Heather, having lived there. It's a truly amazing country.
I'm sure Malians are going to be really, really proud and excited to have this book published for the world. Very fascinating. Rob Baker, thank you so much for joining me and sharing this about your brand new book, Two Bob Tales, The Joys and Trials of Expat Life in Africa.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
This is Music Time in Africa with Dr. Heather Maxwell. Yeah.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Yes. Hello, guys. I hope you enjoyed that interview with author Rob Baker. Well, it's about half past the hour now, so as always, that means it's time for...
And this is the Song of the Week.
Hey, Kwame, how you doing?
Hey, Heather, doing great. How are you?
I am fine. So we got an interesting Song of the Week this week. It is from Morocco. It's called La Vie is Good, which is a mix of French and English. And it means life is good. And it's by a singer, a beautiful young Moroccan singer named Balkez, featuring DJ Youssef.
When you sent it to me, I did listen to it briefly, and it had certain elements that made me very surprised. So let's just get right in it, and then we'll talk about it.
Sounds great.
Balkez, La Vie is Good.
You can hear that Arabic influence, especially coming from the northern side of Africa, Morocco to be specific. And then it also has a little bit of Afrobeat influence in there that I could notice. So when I watched the video and I saw a couple of Afrobeat dancers, obviously there were other dancers representing Northern Africa and Arabic influence, but when I saw the Afrobeat dancers, I was like, oh yes, there it is. It gave me this feel-good vibe.
It also gives me a great feel-good vibe, and we really need that. In fact, well, I'll just say this was released on July 31st, and there are already 1,350,000 viewers of just this video. She has about a little over a million subscribers on her YouTube channel. I think it's got a pretty broad appeal because she's singing mostly in Arabic, but she throws a little French in there. She throws a little English in. And like you were saying, you saw Afrobeat dancers in there from sub-Saharan Africa. But also there are images in there of white women and children in front of the Eiffel Tower in France. So I think she's really making a connection to a global audience here with this song.
فرفش معانا وخلي مودك هاي طرد الحزن من قلبي قوليها باي باي لا بيدا معيب وانا واحنا تفعلينا عمارو مستنينا نعيشو اللي جاي يلا everybody نبدأ حياة جديدة خليك رايق عادي الهموم عليك بعيدة يلا يلا يا everybody
got an interpretation of the lyrics. The gist of it says, let's create happiness and forget sadness. Let joy enter every home. Let's create a feast, be happy, sing. Just try to have a good time, live high. Try to live a new life every day. Let's see what tomorrow brings. And I love that. It's great.
I love it too. Corona or no corona, make life be good to you.
Yes. All right, so that was Balkez with a song, brand new song called La Vie is Good, featuring DJ Youssef from Morocco. I'm Heather Maxwell, and I'm with...
Mr. Asante here for you now and always.
Yeah. Nice to see you, Kwame.
Nice to see you, Heather. Have a good one.
You too. And what was that we just did, by the way?
Song of the Week.
This is Isaac Katala. You're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell. Keep your ears tuned.
All right. Hi, everybody. Now, we're going to vibe to some classic juju with Chief Ebenezer Obey. One YouTuber comments under the song Kosogbo Toleda, I started listening to this evergreen piece in 1973 at Oshogbo train station in my secondary school days. 47 years later, the love has heightened. Ebenezer is a blessing to this part of the earth.
Kosogbo Toleda, Kosiwa Tolewu, Kosana Tolemo, Tole Fidaye Lanwo, Kosogbo Toleda, Kosiwa Tolewu, Kosana Tolemo, Tole Fidaye Lanwo. Sile aye toni le talejo lo ma kini ku ewu lojo ta babi mo ti tun sile aye toni le talejo lo ma kini ku ewu ota mode bere lati bi rakoro kada ni lo jenu o ti bere otanini kada ni lo minu o ti bere otanini o ti ba sawa aye Tomo na ba ti bere sinirin to ba legbe ti won jo nsere laari adugo ti obi e ba le ra keke fun o ti ba sawo aye to ba ni ko gbe wa a jo fi sere to ba ni rara o ti dota won o ti ba sawo aye won ni
yeah, that is some good classic juju from 1973 by Chief Commander Ebenezer Obey, who is now about age 78. God bless you, Chief.
Hello, everybody. Ni Juliane, and I'm in the Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell on the Voice of America. I'll see you.
Hey, all right, we're at the back quarter of the hour now, but wait, do not go anywhere, because you don't want to miss what's coming. I've got a track from Adam's new EP, Mood Swings. And then also my conversation with Kapun is coming up. He is another artist from Ghana who has just come out with a new single featuring Stone Boy. So he talks to me about the single and what it's like to work with Stone Boy. And then now, right now, you're going to hear an amazing new single by Togolese Afropop singer Santrinos Raphael. It features Zainab from Benin, and the song's called Wa. It's a love story between, well, two people, Santrinos and Zainab, in the storyline, but it's a metaphor for a love story, really, between Togo and Benin.
Pour te voir.
voudrais que te parler. On dirait que tu m'as trouvé.
In Africa. Awesome. Tune in online for the live stream Fridays okay. at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays awesome. At 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Okay, hello darlings. Hope you enjoyed that song by Santrinos Raphael from Togo and featuring Zinab from Benin. Now we just go next door to Ghana with this fun conversation I had earlier this week with reggae dancehall artist Kapun. Let's listen to it and then to the new single that he's talking about. It features Stone Boy called Makeup.
Hey Kapun, it is a pleasure to talk to you again after a couple years now since Cape Coast when I was there and had that great interview with you on ATL. So tell me about the song and the visuals that you released on July 3rd that features Stone Boy called Makeup. What is this song about? I've listened to it a couple times, but I can't quite make it out. What's your message there?
Yeah, Queen Heather, it's been a long time. I trust you're doing good, and thanks for your question. Yeah, I have a new one out, Makeup featuring Stone Boy. The concept of... the idea behind the whole song is we all know people wear makeups in the society to look nicer than the normal face, just to look more beautiful. When we take it to life, I just want to say people pretend they wear beautiful faces, they wear smiles, and pretend as if they are good people. But behind the makeups, you find knives trying to stab your back. You find people trying to pull you down. You find people trying to fight you. Backstab, backslide, sabotage, ungratefulness, hypocrisy, you know. Two-faced, two-side cutlass. Some people say murderers come with smiles. So I'm just trying to tell the people, all my fans, all the people out there, to look out for such people, to know that we don't need such people around us. It's a negative energy. You know, people who pretend or people who are hypocrites. They are there. They are always around us. And we should look out for them in the society. And we should try as much as possible to stay away from them and protect ourselves and others and learn how to deal with them. You know, sometimes you got to play fool to catch wise. So it's just educating, informing, and in another way, entertaining. So makeup is a whole big concept.
What is it like to work with Stone Boy? Is this your first time?
Yeah, that was my first time working with him. You know, I made a right choice because he's a great artist. You know, when we talk of talent, lyrics, style, delivery, his voice, collaborating with him made the song, put the song on another level because his style is different and my style is also different. And we all did our best on the beat. And one thing I observed about him is when he says he will do it. And I could see from his delivery, yeah, like he put himself in the song like it's his own song. And he did it from within. And I think he did a perfect work. Yeah, it was a great feeling, you know, having him on my song. And I think we would be dropping a couple of tunes in the future as well. I think he's a great artist, and I don't think it would be just the makeup. I think in the future we would have other songs. Yeah, because I like the way he works. He does it like his own, and I like people like that, you know, selfless people. So, yeah, that was my first time. It was a great feeling. It was a great experience, and yeah, big up Stone Boy, you know.
That's great to hear. And speaking of hearing, we are going to listen now to Makeup with you, Kapun, and featuring Stone Boy. And look, I think that I can speak for myself and all the listeners who are about to hear this song. We cannot wait to hear more from you And hopefully you and Stone Boy for some more collaborations. You guys are not wearing makeup in your music collaboration. It's true. It's awesome. Thanks so much, Capone.
All right, Queen, thank you very much for the opportunity. And yeah, there will be more coming. You'll never be disappointed. There's more in the pipeline. I have upcoming projects and a virtual concert as well. So let's keep our fingers crossed, you know. There's a lot coming. Thank you once again. Thank the whole team and everybody who listened. Yeah.
You get your place, so we high every day. Big bad man, no time we wait. One God make me show them, say, real dance, all I know, joke, they tell some funny man, say, we not pray. Them why they are copycat, and kill China made. Easy.
Stepping on the boat, preparing me food. It's like I'm here, them target them walk for shows. Them can't catch me cross, me not have nothing for proof. Bust them head with the tool, but mine is on the loose.
Penny them now one say we lyrically tactically them who me bad fully. Put a minimum cap on, they sell it properly, mathematically do the calculation for me.
Take over the movie, you know, wanna share. Mamma, you know, you're woofy. You pen your back and wash it. Bitch, your boys, some do. Cause I'm better, so me share. What, Mr. None of them?
Yeah, all right. Hey, guys. That was Makeup, Capone's new single. And before that, we heard from him directly from Cape Coast, Ghana. And now, to wrap up today's show, we stay right in Ghana with Edom. He has just released his EP, Mood Swings. I've been talking about that the last few shows, which is a concept EP. It shows us how life can be viewed through colors. It's a great wisdom that his late mother taught him as a boy. This is Money, another song from the EP. I'm guessing its color is green.
Every day. Family, family, where we they come from? Money no day. You for the work, for the work, for the work.
Caribbean. Every day when I wake up in the morning, waiting on the doobie hustle for the money. Every day when I wake up in the morning, waiting on the doobie hustle for the money.
Baga.
1 milli, 2 milli, 3 milli, 4 milli. Milli, 3 milli, 4 million.
Baga.
Money, 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 money. When the money come, it a man them funny. Way back, them no know we. When the money come, them the hell we. Link up Kingston and Morgan Gray. Link up Helu and Bonnie Gray. Link up Sabi Boy and Jose Bray. Link up Marino, link up Mula. Boom. Don't you play a big at all. No clear million, oh yeah, clear million now. Don't you play a big at all. Over to, throw. Noguma. Every day when I wake up in the morning, waiting on the doobie hustle for the money. Every day when I wake up in the morning, waiting on the doobie hustle for the money.
Baga.
1 milli, 2 milli, 3 milli, 4 milli. 1 milli, 2 milli, 3 milli, 4 milli.
All right, and with Adam's money, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you all for joining me this hour, and I can't wait to be with you again next week. Also, a big thanks go out to all of the artist contributors of today's program. Othel Moyo and his children, Bodispet Nyolong Flung, Ukumu Katalai, and Kapun. And also, thanks to Kwame Ofori for joining me for Song of the Week. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave radio Fridays at 090500 Universal Time and Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 22500 Universal Time. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful and stay safe.